This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Reverend Dr. David Primrose is Director of Transforming Communities in the Diocese of Lichfield, which oversees the growth of dementia-friendly church in the diocese. Over 50 churches in the diocese have completed training to become more dementia-friendly. Hi David, in what ways is dementia one of the biggest challenges that our society faces?
Well, one of the really good things nowadays is that we're living longer. And because we're living longer, then age-related diseases are more prevalent. And there's several age-related diseases, Alzheimer's disease being the most common, which cause dementia. So partly as a result of us living longer, more and more of us are going to be experiencing dementia before we die. But while that's just the numbers, alongside it, I think dementia presents a real challenge to the way our society thinks, because we value independence, we value autonomy, we celebrate achievement, we all want to be successful and in control. And something that happens as somebody begins to live with dementia is all those attributes are compromised, and people find that very, very difficult. So it's not just the increase in numbers, it's the fact that dementia brings a very countercultural experience where people living with dementia aren't part of where the main thrust of society is going.
And whilst few families are unaffected by dementia, there still seems to be a stigma attached to it. What do you think this is, and how can it be overcome?
One of the real realities that's around is that mental illness as a whole has a huge stigma attached to it, and dementia is a form of mental illness. It's a way in which our brain, due to whatever disease or damage, is not functioning properly. And we do live in this society that expects everybody to make totally reasonable choices and to be able to evaluate the situation they're in and all the information they have and come up with the correct and rational response. And mental illness and dementia as part of mental illness just challenges that and says, no, for some people, that processing of information is at that moment in time faulty. They would come to an unhelpful or wrong decision, and there's the need to respect people in that and enable them to reevaluate choices they make and decisions they come to in the light of that bigger picture. Mental illness isolates hugely, and dementia, people experiencing dementia, are hugely isolated from the rest of us. So how do we actually begin to overcome the stigma and the issues caused by dementia and other forms of mental illness? It's by relating to, engaging with, becoming involved with people living with dementia.
And you mentioned the fact that our society isn't very good about talking about this, but in Lichfield Diocese, you're increasing its investment in encouraging dementia-friendly communities. What are you hoping to achieve out of this?
We've been working and focusing on dementia for 5 years now, and we've built up a programme to introduce dementia-friendly churches where groups of people in the community who are associated with the church meet and talk and reflect on how can a dementia-friendly church be at the heart of a dementia-friendly community. And we're looking to harness the huge social network that churches often represent. We're wanting to give people a context in which we can begin to overcome some of the fear of vulnerability and fear of death that is so prevalent around and contributes to that stigma around dementia. And also, we would want to be in a situation where people talk about the possibility of having a dementia diagnosis, that they access medical services early, they get the appropriate help and support from charities and others around. So all over the diocese, we're looking for what we've slowly developed over the last 3, 4, 5 years to become much more established and That's why at this very moment we're looking to move up from one person working one day a week to three people working 2 days a week each to help our churches contribute to their communities. And it's not just here, because over half the dioceses in the Church of England have got at least one person with a particular concern for dementia, and that's getting more and more encouraging, and we're sharing resources with each other. And then I'm part of a wider group where, with different faith communities, we're getting together to see how faith communities have got a particular contribution to make. And indeed, I'm also part of the Prime Minister's Champion Group, looking at how communities in the widest sense can support those living with dementia and those who care for them. So what we're doing in the Lichfield Diocese is part of an increasing movement of people in churches and faith communities, in other forms of communities, to say we have huge resources that should be available to those living with dementia and those who care for them, and that sense of inclusivity is what we're longing to encourage.
And you mentioned about one of the things you're looking at is how the church in particular can contribute to encouraging discussion about dementia. Can you just elaborate that on a little?
There's a number of organised focus ways that are worthwhile mentioning, but there's also the broader culture change. We focus on pastoral care, so that the fear that people have of being with people with dementia is reduced, and the level of care that we can provide in the community and when people are in residential care is enhanced. We look at how our buildings can become more accessible and easier for folks living with dementia to come in and partake, whether it's in a church service or a different sort of activity. We look also at the providing of worship and prayer and spirituality. And with dementia, very often people find words more of a struggle, but they still will remember music. They'll remember phrases from the past that are repetitive. They will respond perhaps to colour or to touch or to scent. And so there's lots of creative ways in which people can still fully participate in worship, but we have to just be open and flexible about that. And then we do want to be known in our communities as places that are dementia friendly. So we want the church to be public about saying, think of dementia, think of your local church, we're here to be part of that experience. And within that, very often we encourage churches to be involved in a residential care home, to put on perhaps a weekly or a monthly afternoon tea, or there's a church I know that has somebody who plays the piano very well, and so people will turn up and have favourite requests, and she'll play the music and they'll sing along. Churches that provide opportunities for carers who can become quite isolated to sense that they're part of a wider community that cares for them. So in many different ways, actually making that extra effort that means that the life of the church embraces the life of those living with dementia and those who care for them.
And finally, if we could all do one thing to increase our understanding and care for people living with dementia and their carers, what would you recommend?
Wow, I suppose if we all got to know somebody who is living with dementia and their carer, if somebody cares for them, and we learned from them, so that we had that sense of wanting to form an open relationship in which we understood something of their experience of life, because they have a different experience now from what we have. So forming relationships, friendships, getting to know one or more people living with dementia and those who care for them, that would be totally transformative.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.